You are now listening to the sounds of
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Girl, I know I've been away. On the road doing shows, take the stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. I swear I'm gone, you can taste like.
Now we've got the Archangel of Radio, Spider,
Honey Bee,
and Ray Graham.
Yeah.
I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stage. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio. Your radio, your radio. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio. Your radio.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to another edition of YUL, YULradio.com, the coolest hour on your radio, man. I'm your partner, Spider-Man. I am joined by my co-pilot, my slick partner, man, my partner in crime, Archangel of Radio Zion, man. How you feeling today?
What up, what up, what up, man?
Light work.
Let's get to it.
I hear that, man. And we're privileged to have some special guests in the building.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All the way from VA. You know, they do it coast to coast worldwide, but they decided to stop in and holler at us. I have the lovely Miss Mocha Pie. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I hear that, I hear that. And I got Black Diamond over here, Black D in the house. What's going on?
Hey.
I hear that, man. How you feeling today?
We good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good, man. We'll get into a lot of things later on. You know, I'm going to let you young ladies cut it loose. You know what I'm saying? The theme of today is the game. You know, we're going to take it to the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
a lot of people been calling and asking. They really want to know what's going on in these streets. So, I had to bring some people in here who really know what they're talking about, man. Some real live people, man.
Exactly. So, it's uncut today.
Yeah, it's uncut today, man. You know what I'm saying? I might get a little loose with it, man. People been talking shit about me, man. I've been like, man, all right. So we're going to give them what they want, man. But we just covered a few topics first, man. I checked in the news. According to CNN, they did charge George Zimmerman with second-degree murder. So finally, I mean, he's not convicted, but yeah. He is charged. So at least he's charged after 40-some days. They finally went ahead and made the right decision, man. So everybody can chill out with their protesting and all that. They're just trying to make it settle down. But, I mean, if he ain't convicted, then it's still going to be an uprising.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he probably going to get off, though, on the technicality.
Yeah, it seemed like they're trying to do something for him.
Yeah.
Man. Seemed like they're doing something for him. But, shout out to Trevon, his mama and all that, man. She was on the radio, man, crying and things of that nature. So, you know, she be on my Twitter, so kind of feel bad, but you know how it is. You know, hopefully justice is served. You know what I'm saying? While you will, we'll keep you updated. You know what I'm talking about? On all the things that's happening in the urban community, since they don't want to let us know. But on some lighter things, man, you've been keeping up with the Real Housewives of Atlanta, all the controversy.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy going on in the Real Housewives of Atlanta right now because Sheree was actually fired from the show.
She was fired?
Yeah.
How y'all feel about Sheree? Like, first of all, do y'all even watch the show?
Yeah, we do.
Y'all watch the show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watch the show. Not every week, but I watch the show.
So what's up with Sheree? What, she starting beef? Don't nobody like her?
Nah, the producers didn't renew her contract. So,
you know. I know she was having like house problems and things of that nature, and her little clothing line thing wasn't popping off how she wanted it to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And then like Monica, she just basically did an interview with Andy Cohen for the late night after talk of the show, and she said that, you know, just to put the rumors at rest, that she would not be on the show.
Who, Monica?
Yeah, she said she's not doing it. She said the producers wouldn't want her to do it, so she
Monica. Yeah. I think she's a little too tough for that, man. They already having trouble with Candy. Shout out to Candy, old nasty. And her little Wednesday night show, she get loose on that, man.
Yeah, but Candy making bread, man.
Candy making a lot of money.
Cause actually, according to Rolling Out magazine, they just released like a leak of the salaries. And you would be surprised to
spill their business.
To know how much they're making.
Spill the business.
All right. Well, actually, the husband of Kim Zolciak, Croy, he makes $50,000 per season. Phaedra's husband, Apollo, he makes $50,000 per season.
The dudes?
Yeah.
He already, okay, now Kim husband already a football player.
Yeah.
So on top of that, he getting paid $50,000. He ain't even really on the show like that. He might give her a hug, hop in the Escalade. That's all I ever seen from him. He'll come in, give her a little hug, and be like, he got to get out. But he making $50,000 for that, huh?
Yep. And Cynthia's husband, he's making $75,000 per season.
Why he making more?
I don't know.
He's on the show more.
He's on the show more? Cynthia hasn't getting a check, ain't
he? Yeah.
And they combining that together.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like Marlo, she's making, the new addition to the show, she's making $75,000.
Marlo thugged out. Check the record. They got to pay Marlo for she do another assault on somebody. You know what I'm talking about? So everybody want to know about NeNe Leakes, though.
Wow. We going to get to NeNe, but
you know what I'm
we going to start out with Phaedra. Phaedra actually making $300,000 per season. Plus, she get an additional $75,000 for showing up at the reunion show.
Oh, my gosh. Just for the reunion?
Yeah. And Cynthia, same thing. She gets $300,000 plus an additional $75,000. Candy makes $450,000 with an additional $100,000 for the reunion show.
Go, Candy.
And then Sheree, $550,000. $500,000.
And got kicked off the show?
Yeah.
You can't act right for $550,000.
And she get an additional $150,000 for the reunion show. Now, Kim, $600,000.
That's my girl.
Yeah.
She better give Sweetie some of that. Shout out to Kim. You don't stop treating Sweetie like that, man. Sweetie need to see a check, man. She working Sweetie to death.
Shout out to the slaves.
Yeah, she working. You know, it was already bad before the baby, but she working Sweetie to death. She working Sweetie like a black, but boy, shout out to Sweetie. I hope she get at least 20 of it.
And she gets $150,000 for the reunion show.
I hear that. She taught it for the party. $150,000.
NeNe is a whole another story, boy.
NeNe Leakes.
NeNe, $750,000 plus an additional $250,000 for the reunion show.
That's big pepper.
She get a cool meal.
She don't want that.
She get a cool meal ticket. While the dude's getting $50,000, she get a cool meal ticket.
So you hear that, ATL? Everybody ain't out there hurting, you know?
And there's been a lot of rumors about NeNe Leakes, you know, because she said the apprentice paid her. Then Donald Trump's son said they didn't give her no check and this and that. They was talking about she was broke. Yeah. She not broke.
Nah, she ain't, you know, broke.
I seen her the other day. Shout out to Bravo TV in Atlanta. Just following people around Atlantic Station and all that. Filming everybody.
Hey, I think we need to do a reality show.
We could, man.
Get some of that money.
You know, tell Candy stop tripping. Have us on this show. We tired of the back and forth phone calls, Candy. We want on the show. But we got a couple of interesting things to talk about, man. Like I said, today's show is The Game. You know what I'm saying? It's brought to you by Allied. Shout out Allied, some of our sponsors. Shout out Tattoo Terry.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want any tattoo, you want to get sleeved up, you want that new glow in the dark, he got all that 2012 futuristic stuff, man. You got to hit him up, man. TattooTerry.com.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into a couple other things, man. We'll take a break real quick on YUL Radio, your favorite station. Favorite station, you suckers.
www.yulradio.com.
The all new blazing today's hottest jams.
Number one.
Hottest jams.
Number one.
Young Urban Lifestyles at yulradio.com.
Turn your radios up.
You are listening. Hottest of jamming.
Jamming.
You are now rocking.
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
The station with the
best
music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Oven. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
YUL Radio.
We have ignition. Strap in. You're about to listen to the hottest sound.
YULradio.com.
Jamming.
We got money in our pocket, and whatever you're sipping on, the spread bottom heaven around us, put them tripping on the only girls. They in it, better check your tone, and they gon' put you back in place if you do so wrong. We in this. We got a section full of girls and they barely speaking in English. Let's toast it up to the life, and I mean it.
We in this.
I got the flow, you on me now. I'm rush through Plexico. Yeah. Shot the gangster Gibbs, he the next to blow. You should see my gangster grill look like this from Blow. Just know your car transformers in a transformer. You ever cook the whole thing on the George Foreman? Yeah. What about a 9 on the gas grill? 450 for the pay my gas bill. So many horses in the Rari, park it in a barn. Took the ice up out my cup and put it in my charm. And this bad with me from another planet. Stay on the satellite phone, man, I can't stand it. Hey, baby girl, ain't it found up? Been talking with your mouth full, use a grown up. Who the hell? Flashback in this. Thought I seen a scale.
Got money in our pocket and whatever you're sipping on. The spread bottom living around us. Put them tripping on us. Only dummies, they in this. Better check your tone. And they gon' put you back in place if you do some wrong. We in this.
I draw. Yeah, we in this.
You already know what we doing, right?
We got a section full of girls and they better speaking in English. Let's toast it up to the life, and I mean it.
You know how we handle it. Gangsta, gutter, glamour. Zone 1 Atlanta. Over all the amateurs. I'm walking off in here. I'm also dog approaching caution, no. Disrespect is tolerated. That's what you ought to know. Say they ball, yeah, but I'm ballin' harder though. Cold at the nose on the Appalachian Eskimo. It finna go down, poppin' bout to drown. Paid with us, ain't no brothers around. So excuse me, who is he? I don't do that usually, but I'm too fresh to fight. Somebody go and get security. I'm buying that, getting that check and flying jet. Vacheron, Constantine, puff like where you find that. American at the nature, boy, a lot of hate you, boy. Pocket full of money, got more paper than a paper boy. Jack Cagney, on Twitter, Trina, Tyler, Future, G's, Chris, and Donald, Tim, say, let go get it poppin'.
We got money in our pocket, and whatever you're sippin' on. The spread bottom, living around us, put them trippin' on us. Only dummies, they in it, better check your tone. And they gon' put you back in place if you do some wrong. We in this. We got a section full of girls and they barely speaking in English. Let's toast it up to the life and I mean
Luda,
it.
I'm popping plenty bottles like I got plenty. Call me Mr. Marcus. I'm in this. Super drink, super smoke, and some super. Dip looking like we won the f***ing Super Bowl. Thirsty chicks trying to give it, I don't want it. You been in more laps than the Indy 500. Conjures what we drinking. Faded till the world end. Never see me planking unless I'm on your girlfriend.
Ludacris, I've been a staple in this southern game. Got the best line, so I guess I'm slanging southern curves. My money's louder. You rappers need to hush more. My president's rock. My accounts are Mount Rushmore. On the island and my phone is hitting dead spots. Altoid can of blue, that's my Xbox. You can hate, you can diss, you can make a wish. But 8 albums and Luda's still in this.
What do you believe in, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe.
YULradio.com.
I'm listening to Young Urban Lifestyles.
YULradio.com.
YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyles on YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyles at YULradio.com.
Yeah.
Started it, Magic City, ended it honest. She fine and she going crazy, I'm throwing money. Compound to the velvet, I think I'm Melvin. I always keep green around me like I'm a Celtic. Come on to the gold room, I be bottom poppin'. 20 grand on the harness, I'm going shopping. From rain to the blue flame, bitch, I get it poppin'. Come ride with the Gucci man, I take your club hoppin'.
Baby, come fuck with me, girl, I'm going clubbing. 30s up on the skirties, but they ain't scrubbing. Bottles, they keep them coming, cause I be thugging. I'm feeling all on her titties, we kissing cousins. Blaze our way to the Libra, back to the cheetah. You know the procedure when I be smoking reefer. My money is doing push-ups, it's doing chin-ups. I vanished from Club Vanquish and went to pin-ups. My diamonds, they shining bright when they in the light. I'm in life on a set day night with a nigga wife. 100 bottles, 100 blunts, cause I am a smoker. Good with me, I took a 50 and went to Stroker. Started at Magic City, ended at Honey. She fine and she going crazy, I'm throwing money. Compound to the Velvet, I think I'm Elvis. I always keep green around me like I'm a Celtic. Come on to the gold room, I be bottle popping. 20 grand, all the hundreds, I'm going shopping. Rain to the blue flame, bitch, I get it popping. Come ride with the Gucci man, I take your club hopping. Working, you know I'm working, you know I'm grinding. Shining, I'm throwing money at King of Diamonds. Phantom, I got a phantom, I think I'm handsome. Bad bitches on my tail, we gon' go to mansion. Cold, so I park the Rolls and I got the Lambo. No search, so I brought the ammo with me to Cameo. And I live, I'm in Club Live, I just spent the crib. And Miami is my second home, so I just bought a crib. Stacking cream, yeah, my whole team, we up out the green. I'm the man of these women's dreams, so I went to Dream. I don't play, I'm at Club Play on a Friday. Need the detox, so smoking, crying it like Dr. Dre. Gucci started at Magic City, ended at Honey. She fine and she going crazy, I'm throwing money. Compound to the Velvet, I think I'm Elvis. I always keep green around me like I'm a Celtic. Come on to the gold room, I be bottle popping. 20 grand, all the hundreds, I'm going shopping. Rain to the blue flame, bitch, I get it popping. Come ride with the Gucci man, I take your club hopping. Trap house to the playhouse, I'm in Los Angeles. And West Coast, I waited down south, these bitches scandalous. In DC, I fuck with Love and I fuck with Stadium. Money be doing flips like in a gymnasium. In New York, I'm in Perfections, I think I'm Diddy. A sinner, but I'm a winner in Sin City. Adriana's in Chi-Town, no, I go to Factory. This money didn't come quick, I stack it up gradually. 4 ounces off in my soda, yeah, that's the potion. Houston, I'm on the drink when I'm off in motion. Pandemonium and pandemonium, I'm in Detroit. And I left there and took a private jet back to New York. Gucci started at Magic City, ended at Honey. She fine and she going crazy, I'm throwing money. Compound to the Velvet, I think I'm Elvis. I always keep green around me like I'm a Celtic. Come on to the gold room, I be bottle popping. 20 grand, all the hundreds, I'm going shopping. Rain to the blue flame, bitch, I get it popping. Come ride with the Gucci man, I take your club hopping.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Burr.
Shout out to Gucci Man, man. Club Hopper, man. Shout out to Zone 6, Flash Old Shouty. And before that, man, we had DJ Drama featuring Future, Jeezy, whole bunch of other people, man. We in this. How y'all feel about some of this music, man? What's the scene like in Virginia? Is it basically the same or how is it?
I travel a lot, and you know, pretty much every radio station is pretty much the same thing. It's just when you're in Atlanta, you hear more Atlanta music.
I hear that.
People that are in Atlanta, just wherever place you're from, that's just where they play more of. But everybody playing the same thing.
I hear that. Let me ask you, like, what's popping on this East Coast? Like, if you say I wanted to be somewhere today, what would you be?
On the East Coast?
Yeah.
I would probably be in Miami right now.
Miami?
Definitely.
Miami? I told you.
Well, you know, every time I go to Miami, I must be missing the scene.
Yeah, you missing.
When I go to Miami, man, it's all, you know, I ain't tripping on the house music. You know what I'm talking about? The Rihanna and all the Neo with the, you know, when I went to the club, they had little lights and you know what I'm saying? I was like, you know what I'm talking about? I'm used to some. It was crunk, but it was different crunk. You know what I'm talking about? It was strange crunk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I was like, I don't know about that, man. But shout out to Miami, man. Everybody keep hitting it up Overtown. That's my spot, man. But
Dade County.
Oh Lord, man. You know what I'm saying?
Don't say that.
Them old dudes from the bottom, man. They just, you know what I'm talking about? They just taking over this Atlanta, man. And shout out to Future, man. His album coming out on the 17th, Pluto. And yeah. I hope that do good, man. He done had about 18 mixtapes, so
yeah.
I hope he got some new music on that, man. Sometimes a little mixtape kill your album, but hopefully he does pretty good. Shout out to Nicki Minaj. She was number one last week. You know, her album had dropped, sold 254,000 copies. You know what I'm saying?
First week?
first week.
Wow.
It's, you know, they acting like it was, she was kind of mad, but she was happy as long as she came in number one. Albums ain't doing too hot right now. You know, they got mixtapes and all that other stuff. So
how much did her first album do first week? Do you know?
Her first album, first week, did like 500.
Wow.
500 something. All of them. They was ready for it the first week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now they acting like she kind of demonic.
You heard it, Jay? You heard that album?
Yeah, I heard some of it. You know, I can't, you know, I ain't finna listen to a whole Nicki Minaj. Y'all. I'm a dude. You know what I'm talking about? I skip around. You know, I hit the bees in the trap a couple other songs, but all that other stuff where she playing with auto tunes and going pop, I skip all that. How y'all feel about Nicki Minaj? Y'all like her?
Well, yeah, I fucked with Nicki hard.
I hear her. I hear her. You don't mess with Nicki too much.
She all right, but every female like her, so I don't.
You don't like what everybody like?
No.
Shout out to Young Money. Signing everybody.
Signing everybody, man.
Yeah, whatever everybody doing, you know, everybody doing their thing. I support everybody.
Yeah, you know, as long as you got something popping in the street.
Right.
As long as you got something popping in the street. She definitely is popping. You know, it's a little controversy. You know how she be trying to be so different from Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
But with that green hair, Lil' Kim did that and get money.
Exactly.
Way back in 97, you know what I'm saying? So, got to switch up your look. You want to be different, baby.
I think they need to do a record together.
They ain't, though. All right, you know what I'm saying? Lil' Kim getting up there. Then, have you seen Lil' Kim lately with all that plastic surgery?
Looks terrible.
Yeah, have you seen? Yes. She did. Say it. She looks terrible.
On that, what it was, the
I don't
BET
care
runway.
What y'all say about Kim. I fucks with Kim. I don't care. Don't talk about
Kim. Yeah, I fucks with Kim so much. She still looks terrible. And Nicki be going in on her. I can get Nicki that. She be going in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she killed it on that Quiet Storm.
I don't
that
think
was
they
the
can
classic.
Be compared.
Quiet Storm. Hey, as far as lyrically.
I don't think they can be compared.
See, the thing is, Nicki Minaj is going in another direction. She can rap. But I guess her A&Rs and all that. Because Lady Gaga getting money. Do you want to rap or you want to cross over into this pop thing and get some real money? So you can tell she kind of making little songs, you know, old, you know, Justin Bieberish, you know what I'm talking about. But she getting money, so you know you can't be mad because black folks ain't really the ones buying the album anyway. You know,
yeah, I know.
I'm not gonna buy an album until I done bought it like bootleg twice. If it's hot bootleg twice, I'll be like, okay, let me buy this album real quick
or download it.
Yeah.
For free.
Yeah. I ain't been to a record store in 4 years. I don't even know what one look like. They still got them open over there.
I don't think they open anymore.
Shout out to DMB Studios. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been there in about 4 years. I don't remember the last CD I bought for full price. But yeah, man, shout out to Nicki Minaj. And you know, Jeezy doing his thing around the city. You know, he had laid low for a minute, but your boy's popping up everywhere. He's on everybody's song, man. So shout out to him and his company. I bought me a 8732 shirt the other day. $45. So he need to lower the price, man. Somebody doing bad, they need to lower the price. But we're going to get into a few other things, man. We'll take a break real quick. YULradio.com, your favorite station, man.
Yep.
Archangel Radio. Let's get ready to rumble.
Women want to know men's secrets. What are some things that are sexy?
Biggest turn-ons I ever had once was a girl who wanted me to introduce her to porn. Are you kidding me? Welcome to my chick.
You can't handle the lie. Truth.
Here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Don't say it, please. Don't say it.
No, I have to say it, Mitch. Showtime.
Yeah. Today we got a special guest in the house tonight. We're inside the men's locker room. We're about to talk about... we've been having a lot of requests from our female listeners. They want to know, what is men's obsessions with exotic dancers, porn stars, escorts, working girls.
Church?
With our special guest, Miss Mocha Pie.
Bye-bye.
And Miss Black Diamond.
Bye-bye. You know what I'm saying? How y'all feeling today, man?
You feeling good.
Okay, so, you know, we brought y'all on the show because we got to educate the masses. You know what I'm saying? Everybody talk about the game and this and that, but a lot of times this is the closest some of these squares are going to get to the game. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So they want to know what goes on in you guys' life. You know what I'm saying? They may see the glitz and glamour. They may see money. and they think it's all good. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, explain to the listeners, you know what I'm saying, what you go through, you know what I'm saying, as far as this game and how to get it.
Well, first you have to be educated.
Okay.
To get in this game. I mean, people tend to think that, you know, we're just streetwalkers, we're yeah. just hookers. I mean, you know, they see us in the club, they act like they don't want to respect us for what we do, but you have to be educated, because at the end of the day, you're putting your life on the line. This is very hard work. In order to succeed and make a dollar, you really have to be smart about what you're doing.
I hear that. So first of all, you got to have some common sense.
Exactly.
Because y'all do put y'all life on the line on a daily basis. How does that feel? Is it pressure? You get used to it?
Yeah, how does that feel?
After a while, you just get used to it.
You don't think about it, because y'all have had some close calls.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
To be honest with you, I never get used to it.
I hear that.
Sometimes you being in this game, you don't know what to expect.
So right.
It's like you always got to be ready for whatever.
Expect the unexpected.
Exactly.
I hear that. Now, talk a little bit about these guys. You know what I'm saying? Like the word trick.
Yeah. What?
You know, can you explain? Because you know, a lot of guys be like, I ain't no trick, this and that, don't ever. You know, why are guys so offended on the word trick? And. You know, can you spot a trick? What makes a trick different from a regular dude?
I can see a trick from a mile away. But, you know, I think people get offended by the word trick because of the game. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody's tricking.
Yeah.
Girls trick, guys trick.
And you hear that everybody's tricking.
Exactly.
Everybody.
Tricking. Some kind of way.
Right. You know, it's a lot of dudes, I don't pay for this, I don't pay for that. Like, dude, you killing yourself. You know what I'm saying?
They just say that because they don't want their homeboys to know that they paying for it.
Okay.
That's the problem.
So when they get it, when you get them one-on-one, what they be acting like?
Like you the best bitch in the world.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you. You know what I'm saying? What's the craziest thing a dude has ever asked you to do?
Oh my God, do you really want to know?
Yeah.
We want to know. Like, is this some weirdos out there?
The craziest thing a guy has asked me to do is shit in his mouth.
Wow.
I hear that.
And also a guy asked me to piss in his mouth.
And they were going to pay you for this?
Yeah, they pay for it. You don't even have to have sex. They pay you for it.
Wow.
A lot of guys got fetishes, huh? Any feet fetish out there?
Yes.
That's a, yeah.
I hear that.
They suck your toes.
I hear that. And these dudes are basically the same everywhere, or when you go to New York, is it a different type of trick? Or is it just universal, really? A trick
tricks
is a trick everywhere.
Are tricks. I mean, they may do different things in different places, but tricks is tricks everywhere. Everybody's same thing. Everything. You know?
So it doesn't matter, like, the color, the financial demographic is like.
The financial demographic is really has nothing to do with me, as long as you pay the price that you're supposed to pay. You know what I'm saying? I don't really care about what you do for a living.
Right.
All right. Now, let's talk. You know, we're talking about the game. Let's talk a little bit. I know you guys ran into a couple of pimps. How y'all feel about that? And the word pimp. Like, is it still like, you know, in people's head, they might see the movies and this and that.
Yeah.
Like, what these dudes doing out here?
Well, you know what? There are a lot of guys out here that are really fucking up the game. But, you know, as far as the word pimp, I respect pimping. I'm down for pimping. It's where I came up. That's how I came up in the game. So I can't, you know, go away from that. But, right. You know, at the end of the day, it's some guys out here that really ain't pimping and think they pimping. You know what I'm saying?
There's some
guys
out
here, they think they pimping. They really not pimping. They really tricks. But, you know, it's some guys out here that's really doing what they do. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
I respect the game, you know, as long as it ain't what you do, it's how you do it.
Right. Yeah. I hear that. So you got a couple of tricks out there with a little game, and then they think they pimping.
Exactly.
I hear that. Old strip club pimp. I call them old Jerry curl over the sweet potato pimps is what I call them, you know what I'm saying? They be out there. But, you know what? How you feel? Do y'all do the strip clubs in it?
Or is
the strip club played? What's the deal with the strip club?
The strip club is in.
It's in. I love going there and throwing dollars and smacking asses. I like, you know, I like it.
Do dancers get mad at y'all?
No, they like it. You know, because we don't be violating them. We do it like normally when you go to a strip club and you're a working girl. I mean, it's kind of all intertwined anyway.
Right.
So, you know, we all get to talk and we get to network. And we love it. You know what I'm saying? I like it. It's good.
Shout out to all the booty houses across America, man. You know, me and Z, we some booty house fiends, man. So we'll get back to that in a little bit, man. And just in case you're tuning in, this is YUL Radio, YULRadio.com. We are having a street discussion on the game and things of that nature, man. Now, Tell us about the money. Is the money really that good like they see on TV? Y'all thumbing through the check. Is the money laying around? Some days better than others. Please explain to us.
You know, nothing in this game is easy. However, if you work hard, you can get the money that you need to get. But you know what they say, if you look like money, you're going to get money.
Exactly. Right.
Now, I don't want to be in your business, but how much have you ever made just off of one dude? Is there like one dude, when he call your phone, you drop everything?
Of course.
Name him. You know
what I mean? I mean, so you said there are different levels. He, you know, because some tricks, I guess, they fall in love with you.
Yes. I mean, this is all about fulfilling a fantasy for that person. And if you're a people person and you possess certain people skills, you can pretty much tune into whoever it is that you are interacting with, and you can see what their fantasy is, and you can fulfill that for them. So it really just depends on the person. You might have, you might have this rich guy who works on Wall Street, doesn't want anybody to know what he's doing, and then you got a hood nigga. I mean, it's all the same. Everybody just got a different fantasy that you have to fulfill.
All right. Now let me ask you, being in the game, have you guys ever got like, have you ever fell in love with one of these guys? Have one of these guys ever broke the barrier?
Ugh, hell no.
So never.
Never.
So it don't matter how much a guy can speak or how much he wine and dine you, he cannot get in your head.
They are called tricks for a reason, because they are meant to be tricked.
Right. Right. Business is business. You know, do they take offense?
Some.
That you won't be their woman, or they can't crack the barrier?
Sometimes they do, you know, but it just really depends on the situation. I mean, some people want you to act like you're going to be their girl, and they really don't want it themselves. It just really just depends on the person.
I hear that. Just in case you're tuning in, we are talking to Miss Mocha Pie. We are talking to Black Diamond about the game. And I just want to stop real quick and give me your Twitter information.
Oh, my Twitter name is Mocha Pie 1.
Give me your Twitter information.
Black Diamond 88.
Not an I. All right. And we're going to talk a little more in a little bit, man. I know some people going to be calling in. I know some people on this Twitter thing. They got a couple of questions, so we got to check a little bit. We'll be right back on YULRadio.com, your favorite stations. Favorite station.
You know she just moved out of mama's. Just went back to college. She is my dancer. When she dance, I throw with dollars. I throw with dollars. I throw with dollars. She is my dancer. When she dance, I throw with dollars.
She works hard for the money.
So, so hard.
So hard for the money.
So, so hard.
She be dancing for them dollars. Yeah. She be dancing for them dollars. Yeah. She be dancing for them dollars.
Yeah.
Dancing for them dollars.
Same nigga that you knew since back when you ain't had too many dollars and you couldn't trust your friends. Used to ride around Impala, drop you off right after high school. I don't know too many like you. Bitches hate, but they won't fight you. Bars love you too honest. No time for no problems. It's all good cause you bad. You just be falling for the wrong niggas. I'm clicking all of her pictures and she showing all of that dads. About that life, you ain't even gotta ask. You ain't even gotta know her to know that. That she
just moved out of mama's. Just went back to college. She is my dancer. When she dance, I throw with dollars. I throw with dollars. I throw with dollars. She is my dancer. When she dance, I throw with dollars.
She works hard for the money.
So, so hard.
So hard for the money.
So, so hard.
She be dancing for them dollars. She be dancing for them dollars. She be dancing for them dollars. Dancing for them dollars.
Money slaves can't save them. Her mind gone, she tainted. She getting double what she made then. Ain't got a man, but she paid, man. She know the game, it ain't fair. Just foul play, no referees. I'm falling back, just watching that. In the corner off with a couple of racks.
I like that, I need that. I want that, I see that. Can I meet that, where you be at? Everybody tryna beat that.
Now I'm clicking all of her pictures and she showing all of that dads. About that life, you ain't even gotta ask. You ain't even gotta know how to know that she
just moved out of mama's. Just went back to college. She is my dancer. When she dance, I throw with dollars. I throw with dollars. I throw with dollars. She is my dancer. When she dance, I throw with dollars.
She works hard for the money.
So,
so hard, so hard for the money.
So, so hard.
She be dancing for them dollars. She be dancing for them dollars. She be dancing for them dollars. Dancing for them dollars. I like that. I need that. I want that. I see that. Can I meet that? Will you be at? Everybody tryna be that. I like that. I need that. I want that. I see that. Can I meet that? Will you be at? Everybody tryna be that. I like that. I need that. I like that. Can I meet that?
All right, already. That was your boy Tiger with Dancing for Dollars. Shout out to Tiger, man. Just rolling single after single after single, man. He finally getting the shine that he deserved, man. All he got to do is stop getting robbed and stop staying out of trouble. He be all right, man. Shout out to Tiger and Cash Money and Young Money, man. Y'all send that boy some security. How y'all think about Tiger, man? Y'all like this Tiger?
He all right.
Tiger all right?
Yeah, he all right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
what, Tiger or Drake?
Lyrically?
Anythingly. You know what I'm talking about?
I'ma roll with Drake.
You roll with Drake? Yeah. You don't think your boy a little depressing?
Who, Drake?
Yeah.
Nah, I think Drake got them bars.
Drake on, yeah, he got them bars, all right. Your jail bar. My boy, he just be depressed. You know what I'm talking about? And you know, shout out to Drake, though, but he be having some women problems, man. Like, you know his ex out there wilding.
Your Which girl, one?
Malia.
Malia?
She out there wild.
Isn't that Sean Kingston ex?
Yeah. It's both they ex, I think. But, you know, they both sprung. Sean Kingston done bought her a car from what I hear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's supposed to be on Mistress's of
yeah,
Atlanta.
Yeah, she going to be in Atlanta. Yeah. And if you an Atlanta girl, stop by the show. We're going to catch you in these streets. If she in these streets like she say she be, I'm going to bump into her.
Exactly. She should be at one of these strip clubs.
Yeah. Diamonds or something like that. She'll be somewhere with all that ass. But shout out to Tiger, man. You know what I'm saying? And all them tattoos and being weird. I guess that's a new thing for these kids. You know what I'm talking about? All this swag, cargo shorts and snapbacks. You know, they don't wear fitteds no more. It's snapbacks. Some little kid told me that the other day, man. Shout out to my young generation keeping me hip. You know what I'm talking about? But just in case you're tuning in, man, this is YUL Radio and YULRadio.com. We are talking about the game, exotic dances. You know what I'm saying? Street walkers, if you will. What do you like to be called anyway?
I would like to be called Miss Mocha Pop.
I hear that. Now they got little attitudes. I hear that.
Nah, but I mean, like, you talking about as far as what we do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Opportunist.
I hear that.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that was you came up with that on your own. I like that. You're an opportunist. You know what I'm saying? So what's coming up for y'all? You like... Y'all bouncing around the city, and what's the next city? What you gonna attack?
Well, I've been traveling a lot here lately. I'm just really, right now, I'm working on my book. It's coming out real soon. It's called Choose Up. It's definitely gonna
choose
be a more in-depth look into what we're talking about today. So
they choosing,
definitely
they choosing.
To get that up, you know?
So it's called Choose Up, huh?
Choose Up.
I hear that. You got a little pimping in your blood, huh?
I told you where I came up from.
She a hustler pimping. Now.
I hear that. Dudes be a little offended, a little book talking about Choose Up. That's a nice title, though.
Thank you.
And, y'all recently came from the Carolinas, right? How is it in the Carolinas? You know, is country game a little different to city game, or? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
It ain't nothing going on.
It's money in the Carolinas. It's money everywhere, to be honest with you, as long as you look good.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, I one thing I have noticed about the Carolinas, certain parts, I mean, a lot of money out there.
Well, the area I just left, it was kind of slow. Like,
yeah.
I was out there in Fayetteville. And they move slow out there. So.
They move a little slower.
Yeah, won't nothing pop.
No, I'm going to tell you what.
Sometimes you got to tone down your game.
Yeah, like,
Charlotte, turn it up. Popping. You know, the thing about Charlotte is not only do, you know, business is good, but, you know, you got the NBA players flying in every week.
Charlotte,
you know, they calling us up. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Club Onyx in Charlotte. I got some homeboys doing big things.
Yeah, that shit popping out there.
So let me ask you this, Ms. Mocha. Has it ever been like a trick or somebody you've been dealing with that when you started dealing with the person, you looked at it like it was just business, but you actually started talking to the person and you vibe with them? Like, you, how do you prevent like from your feelings from being involved?
How do you prevent your feelings from being involved? I mean, this is working.
Like, what if you really connect with a person?
That has yet to happen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, if somebody's paying me to have sex with me, I don't want to be with them anyway.
Yeah.
So, right. You know, there is really no chance of me being mentally connected to a trick. I mean, it's just business. This is work. I mean, a lot of people do this because they think it's fun, because, you know, they just like to do it. But I do it because it's work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm a real good icebreaker. So I do treat everybody accordingly. You know, when I talk to you, I'm not going to be talking to you like you're some type of trick. I'm going to talk to you like I know you, like you're my friend, like you're a person. But at the end of the day, it's business.
You know what I mean? Right. You got to finesse them.
You know it.
I hear that. Now, let me ask you, just in case, you know, we got the young ladies that listen to the show and think it's all about glitz and glamour. What kind of advice would y'all have for a young 18-year-old girl who tired of working regular jobs and she see this BET and all this bling bling and she want to hop in? What would you say to her?
Well, you got to come up under the right people,
right?
You know, to do something like this. I mean, this is not something that you can tackle on your own.
I hear
you
that.
You know, by yourself. I mean, everything works in numbers. So whoever you coming up with, you just got to make sure you're coming up under the right people, because, you know, there are a lot of people that can steer you in the wrong direction. And normally when girls get into the game, it's normally by somebody else that they are just enticed by. They're just, you know, fantasized, because, you know, I started off stripping and it was just like a fantasy to me. So, you know, you just have to make sure you surround yourself with the right people who are going to give you the right type of knowledge just so you can move out in the streets, because if you ain't never moved out in the streets before, it's very hard.
I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you just have to
make sure you in it to win it. Don't bullshit around.
Like, I hear that.
You can't just be doing this for like 5-6 years and then, you know, that's bump shit right there.
Okay.
No, you just gotta really be focused, and you really gotta you got a goal, you gotta set the goal, and you gotta make sure you do it, you know.
Right.
So
do you carry?
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
You know, at times I do. You know, there have been times when I felt like I had to. There have been times when I've been tried, you know, and, you know, it gets hard out there. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So you are prepared. You can't just run up on y'all.
Nah, you can't just run up on me,
and
baby.
I'm small, so I got something that hurts.
They clear the whole block, huh? I hear that. Trick or treat. I ain't mad at y'all, man.
You ever had a stalker?
Of course. Yeah. I had 3.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really dramatic. That's traumatic for me.
Yeah.
How did you get them to stop? You had to shoot them?
No. One person, I don't know how I got him to stop. I think I ended up changing my number. One of the guys, sometimes you can't just, when people do certain things to you, you know, sometimes you got to realize that, you know, everybody has different ways they look at things. Everybody has different feelings.
Yeah.
So you're providing a service for a person, even though they know that this is just a service. Sometimes they tend to get caught up in it.
Yeah, I think it's more than what it is.
I can't look at it like it's their fault because they're caught up in it, you know, but.
So y'all are too good.
Sometimes it's like that. I mean, you just never know who you're dealing with. Sometimes you deal with people that haven't had pussy in years. Right. So you
be like, she really liked me.
Yeah, it's just like that. So, you know, sometimes you got to deal with them in ways that doesn't sabotage you as an individual. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
So you got to just talk to them nice. And sometimes you got to bend over and be like, yo, like, please stop the shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
So you had to get real with a couple of them.
Yeah, you do. You know.
Let me ask you: Is it ever a time where no matter how much money he got, you're not messing with him?
Of course.
Yes. And I had one of those in Carolina.
What? Why is that?
Yeah. Why is that?
He's nuts. Like,
how can you tell? Like, how do you tell? Like,
because for one, he was drinking a lot and he kept talking a lot, and then it's like you want to call me and negotiate with me. You don't negotiate with me. I tell you what it is. And that's what it is.
I hear that. So ain't no negotiations in this. Dudes be calling trying to negotiate.
Yeah, tell us what they ain't going to. You going to do what I say.
Let me ask you, is it bad in Atlanta? Have they got spoiled here? Or, you know, some places the prices go down. Some places you can charge $800. Some places you got to go down. How is
Atlanta,
it?
It's just too many hoes in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, Right. When you, and not only do you have the website that got 250 hoes up there per day, but then you got like 780 strip clubs out here. So, you know, it's flooded.
So dudes get to choose.
Yeah. Right. You get to, I mean, you don't always have to go on the internet to do things in Atlanta. You can just go to the strip club.
Right. You
can just
go to
walk down the street. You know what I'm saying? You can do anything. You know, I like to go to Home Depot myself, but you know, you can just go anywhere.
Right. Right. You can find a girl anywhere around Atlanta. Shout out to Kroger's, the girl on aisle 9. I met her out today, man. I couldn't believe it. You know what I'm saying? But so it has been times where you don't accept the dude money, this and that. I guess it's just to protect yourself, and you got wild guys out there, man. Let's see what else we haven't covered, man. Make sure they get your Twitter information. Do yours again, Black Diamond.
Black Diamond 88. Black_diamond with a Y. 88.
I hear that. She getting fancy. Underscores and with Y's and shit.
Well, I'm going to keep mine real simple. Mocha Pie 1. I don't want you to be trying to find me or none of that.
Just
three words. No underscores, none of that.
So I guess the listeners want to know now, like, has it ever been a situation where, or better yet, the best way to ask this question, like, what about personal relationships? Like, outside of work, is there someone in your life, or does your job affect that personal relationship?
It does affect the personal relationship.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why a lot of women in the game deal with pimps.
Yeah.
Because when you're in the game, a square may not necessarily understand where you're coming from and what you're doing, and you know, they just don't understand certain things about it. You know, it's just like people who don't sell drugs, people who do sell drugs. When you're in the streets, you know, you just, squares just don't understand what's going on. So
yeah.
There are people that you probably could form a relationship with, but you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, it's just what's ever meant to be. But it does affect your personal relationships, because it's hard for you to find a connection with someone when they're unconsciously judging you.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Now, let me ask you, as far as getting in trouble in the police, is it bad for girls now? Was it easier back in the day, or what's going on now?
You know, I've been in the game for about 5 years. So when I first started out, you know, the first couple, you know, it was really smooth sailing. When these knuckleheads got in the game and felt like, you know, they could come in and just do anything and wasn't following protocol, you know, that's when the police got involved. And, you know, I've got a record myself, you know, and I'm not ashamed of that. I went hard for it. But, you know, yeah, I've gotten into some trouble. I've been wanted in a couple of places. You might be wanted right now. But you know, it just goes along with the game. I mean, right. You go hard for it, that's what it is.
So y'all got a lot of things y'all got to watch out for. Right.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not as easy as y'all think it is.
Right. Y'all got a lot of things. So, you know, in order to do this, first thing, you got to be smart. And you got to have a lot of confidence in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you got to have a good foundation. Keep people around you. Now y'all a family. Y'all don't do other girls, huh?
Y'all
don't have no cliques.
It don't work out all the time.
I mean,
we try. It don't work.
Right.
So it ain't never been a situation with another girl, like proposition you guys to be like, what's up?
Yeah, it happens to me all the time. You know, I mean, bad bitches like bad bitches.
I hear that.
So you like girls better or guys?
I like guys.
Yeah.
I like dick. You know what I'm saying? But you know, as far as eye candy, I love being around a bad bitch. I like looking at a bitch with a fat ass. But you know, I like guys.
Yeah.
I have nothing against women though. I will fuck a bitch, but I like guys. I'm not gay. I'm not gay at all. But I like guys.
I hear that. You sound like my homeboy. ain't nothing wrong with it. Just in case you tuned in, this is YULradio.com. This really show on the radio, your favorite station.
Yeah.
And the thing, we know, I like to thank y'all for coming in. There's a lot of people that's in the game that be like, I ain't doing no interview, man, this and that. But a lot of people want to know.
Exactly.
And this is the closest that they're ever going to get to that lifestyle or meet somebody. So y'all are doing a service to the community, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the young girls who got them some advice.
Educating them.
Right. Yeah. And if you want to know more, y'all got to hit them up on their Twitter. I know y'all got a lot of questions. Just DM them with y'all questions and this and that nature. But
No stalkers, though.
No stalkers.
No stalkers.
They going to come, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like a deck of cards. It's always a stalker,
especially too. Especially when they see the video.
Yeah. It's, and we are going to post it.
Oh, definitely do that. I want to give a shout out to my blade bitches, made bitches, chose up and never straight bitches, huh?
Yeah.
I hear that. I hear that. Well, you know, we like to thank y'all for coming on the show. You know, once again, Miss Mocha Ply, Miss Black Diamond. You know what I'm saying? For YUL Radio. What you got popping this weekend, man? I know you miss you cheesecake shorty. So
yeah, I'm gonna be at a couple events this weekend.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My boy be eating out. You know what I'm saying? My boy, every time I call you at Franksky restaurant, you over here at Ruth Chris's. My boy eat a steak every day, man. What you at today, man?
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake Factory. I hear that, man. Appetizers on deck, man. I might have to join you with that, man. But you know, for another edition of YUL Radio, man, we'd like to thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all keep this Twitter popping. Everybody in Miami, I got folks in Virginia hit me up. Shout out to Virginia.
VA shout out day. VA all day.
Oh,
two
Lord.
Up, two down.
Uh-oh, two up, two down, huh? All right, VA popping right now, though. You know, VA put out a lot of stuff. VA, you know what? One thing I was surprised that, you know, Chris Brown and Trey Songz, they're really cool with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were like, ain't no beef. We both from Virginia. We help each other out. So
one thing about people from Virginia, we ain't stuck up by all means. You know, everybody I've met from Virginia, I met Trey and all that. They real cool. They real down to earth. Yeah. You know, they act like, they don't act like it's, you know.
All right. So shout out to Virginia, man. And we'll tune in, man. Y'all keep it up, man. We're having on the web post today. Y'all keep on with your blogs, your Ustreams. You can get at us any type of way, man. For another edition of YUL Radio, we signing off.
We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to
Young Urban Lifestyles on YULRadio.com.
Yo, what's up? We the Blackout Peas.
Yeah, check it out.
It's your boy Akon.
This is Carrie Hilson.
Yo, this Rule, baby.
What up, y'all? This is Jeremiah. And you announce.
Hi, everyone. This is Shakira.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
What's up? This is Pink.
Hey, what's up? Yo, this is Kid 50 Cent.
You're listening to YULRadio.com.
Yo, this is Busta Rhymes.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Khalees.
Yo, what the deal? This is Ja Rule.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
Hi, I'm Christina Aguilera.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
And we're just getting started.
They said enough, gave you money.
Young Urban Lifestyle.
YULRadio.com.
For Sheezy.
Black Diamond in the building. All day, why you well when I ain't out here tricking these niggas? I'm out here in the A chilling with Spider and my man Zion. All day, we in here. Why you well?
What up? This is Miss Mocha Pie. And when I am chilling, relaxing, and in my hot bubble bath, I'm always listening to Why You Well Radio.
That was for the quiet storm on the late night, too.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
I'm listening to Young Urban Lifestyle on YULRadio.com.
Taking notes off my keyboard. What you bothering me for? There's a room full of niggas.
I said, hey, little mama, what's the deal? Talk to me, girl, I'ma keep it real. I been on you since you walked through the door. They drop it low like it's money on the floor. Like it's money on the floor, oh. And they drop it low like it's money on the floor, oh. Yeah. They drop it low like it's money on the floor, oh. Pick it up, girl, pick it up, girl. Drop it low like it's money on the floor, oh. Pick it up, girl, pick it up, girl. Drop it low like it's money on the floor.
All that sexy dancing, the hair and the dress is so romantic. It's so sexual. Wiggle that body, girl, let it go. It's got me intoxicated like drugs. It's got me faded. The visual is amazing. 3D digital entertainment. The women are beautiful here, and they come from everywhere.
still. Talk to me, girl, I'ma keep it real. I've been on you since you walked through the door. Now drop it low like it's money on the floor. Like it's money on the floor, oh. Now drop it low like it's money on the floor, oh. Yeah. Now drop it low like it's money on the floor, oh. Pick it up, girl, pick it up, girl. Drop it low like it's money on the floor, oh. Pick it up, girl, pick it up, girl. Drop it low like it's money on the floor.
She a flirt. She look like pet milk come out when she squirt. She don't believe in wearing panties under her skirt. No bra under her shirt. I like the way she twerk. This your one right here, baby. This your motivation. Make your cheeks applause like a standing ovation. Got my dick hard like incarceration. Let me buy you a drink. Intoxication.
Hello.
Ain't nothing square about this hustler here, man. Give a chick a Chinese name. One gone. Play head games. What you want, boy? Get a real one in your world. It's knocking on my door, girl. They call me Earl. I rap and I rhyme, but I used to sell that swirl. That white, white candy cane, that mother of pearl. That's right.
Yeah. Hey, mama, what's the deal? Talk to me, girl. I'ma keep it real. I've been on you since you walked through the door. Now drop it low like it's money on the floor. Like it's money on the floor. Oh. Now drop it low like it's money. Money on the floor, oh. Pick it up, girl. Pick it up, girl. Drop it low like it's money on the floor, oh. Pick it up, girl. Pick it up, girl. Drop it low like it's money on the floor.
I need to penetrate. Hook it up like a generator. And make electricity with that booty. Show Mr. B. I don't wanna kiss the freak. That ass is just a magical mystery. I can't take that shit. Put her on top, she'll break that dick.
Shopaholic, Soho. She got a badass shape like Coco. She young, but her body full figure. You oughta see her mama. They can pass for sisters. For some strange reason, I got a thing. There's something about a bra and some white jeans. Make her feel it through her pants when she back it up. Thicker than a Reese's peanut butter
like
cup.
Money. Bitch! Drop it low like it's money. Money on the floor, oh. Pick it up, girl. Pick it up, girl. Drop it low like it's money on the floor, oh. Pick it up, girl. Pick it up, girl. Drop it low like it's money on the floor.
Shit here, nigga.
Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out. Till my leg give out, game check my mouth. Till the smoke clears out. Am I high?
Perhaps.
I'ma rip this shit till my bone.
Till
the lights go out. Till my leg give out. Can't check my mouth. Till the smoke clears out. Am I high? I'ma rip this shit till my bone.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
I hope you had fun. Come back again.
Goodbye.